go on, make other sales, if you don't describe it as positive?
First of all, with regard to the daydreaming, letting reality work itself out mentally, first of all, in your mind, so that you're recognizing fully what you're faced with and then determining how you will deal with it. You are not attempting to change reality, of course. You are simply trying to determine, well, what does this reality really mean? I've been afraid of this. I've been saying, gee, I hope it doesn't happen. But now I'm facing it squarely and saying, all right, suppose it has happened. Then what am I going to do with the alternatives I have? Which is not an attempt to make reality any better or any worse, but simply to recognize what it would be and what I would then do with the areas under my control. Now, if someone chose to label that positive thinking, which would be perfectly all right, then obviously I would say that kind of positive thinking I personally subjectively endorse. The second kind that you mentioned, if I understood correctly, was that my attitude is that if everything goes wrong on this sale, it still doesn't change the nature of me, and I'm still capable of dealing with reality, and I will take things as they come and deal with them as they come up, and so there's no reason to be afraid and so forth. I would consider that to be well within the same framework as the first example you gave.
I think the similarity is identical, but you see...
Well, perhaps my choice of examples didn't make that clear that I thought they were identical, too. I gave the example of the standing outside the man's office and saying there's no reason to be afraid. If he suddenly decides to get angry, I know what I can do with angry people. Or if his secretary decides to bite me on the way in or something, I know what to do about secretaries who bite and so forth. I can't change the secretary. I'm not trying to say the secretary won't bite me or the man won't get angry. But I'm recognizing that I'm capable of dealing with whatever reality comes my way, plus the fact that I'm recognizing what could come my way so that I'm better capable of dealing with it.
Well, my point is that this is a form of positive thinking in which I have particularly been interested.
Right.
And it is not all of the constructive forms of positive thinking that I've ever seen that had any value are not attempts to change the world, but an attempt to hypothetically live a situation in such a way that your behavior during the situation influences the future behavior not only of yourself but of the other person by setting the framework in a pleasant and friendly atmosphere the same way that you actually behave when you give a class by adopting it on the relative basis of relating yourself to the class and the fact that they want to be here or they wouldn't be here and you want to be here or you wouldn't be here. And so really it's very likely, not certain, but likely that good things are going to happen. And don't be surprised when good things happen, but behave as though that was the way you expected it. And in general, this furthers the and increases the mathematical probability that good things do happen. On the other hand, the converse, I think, also is true. That an attitude, well, there are lots of things that can go wrong, and so I'm not going to be surprised when things go wrong. It'll be just what I expected, can tend to snowball into having a number of things begin to fall down around your head. And again, on a probability basis, not on any absolute determination of the future.
Well, I think that we started out talking about the same thing, and now gradually we are beginning to define an area of difference. Right. Right. Okay. Now, as I said, because positive thinking has been used to refer to all kinds of things, I wanted to acknowledge in advance that I may not even, when I say positive thinking, be talking about what you think of as positive thinking, in which case I'm not trying to destroy any other image except the images I've specifically referred to here. But the realization that things can go right, and so that I should not be surprised when they go right, and that I should expect them to go right, can easily slip across the line to where you then begin to ignore the ways in which things could go wrong and deal with them in advance and arrange things so that they can't happen. Now, I'm not saying that one necessarily follows the other. The stronger an individual is, the more capable he is of separating in his own mind these things and making sure he is recognizing and dealing with his vulnerabilities. It doesn't do any good to say that I expected the best after things do go wrong and I haven't prepared for them. On the other hand, I realize that what you say is true, that by concentrating on only the negative side, the individual can tend to put himself in a position where he no longer expects anything good to happen, and he finds himself then just attempting to minimize his loss from here on in. But of course, this might be my mistake in emphasizing that particular part of it now, because I have been talking earlier this evening about, for instance, recognizing what the reward is. There is a positive side to